Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor. And if you look at his resume, it's so impressive, not only because of all the credits, it's because the amount of episodes per credit he has. It's just absolutely terrific. He's either a good luck charm or a very, very good actor, and I think it's the latter. What a job he's done on his career, and the latest from this man. And you've seen him in CSI Miami for years and years, Empire, Criminal Minds, so many other things. But his latest is something we could see, the fifth episode this Sunday coming up. It's Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. And I think he's going to be front and center on much of that. Adam Rodriguez is our very special guest. Adam, thrilled to have you.
Great to be here, Frank. Thanks for having me.
You've got to be excited about this. A lot of different groups of people are into this show, and it's got a little bit of everything in there. And I don't know. People are taking to this, and people are liking what you're doing here. So far, so good.
Yeah. No, I will say this has been really probably the best character that I've ever had a chance to play. I'm in love with the character that I'm getting to play, what he's got to say, the story he's a part of telling, and the kind of production that we put together here, it's really the highest level of production I've ever worked on. The costumes, the set design, the props, I mean, hair and makeup, everything, absolutely everything that's gone into making this show is at the highest level of production I've ever worked on, and it's been an incredible experience. It really has been, and I think the show shows that. The show really demonstrates all of those things, and I hope people give it a chance. It takes some setup. The first episode is great. It's going to grip you. The second episode's a bit slower and, has to lay some of the groundwork, the foundation for what's to come. And then episodes 3 and 4 really explode and bring you into the heart of what the show is really going to be about. And I think if people give it a chance and get up to episodes 3 and 4, they're absolutely going to be hooked on the show.
You know, I think the people that casted this have to get a lot of credit too, because you're perfect for Raul. I mean, this is just absolutely perfect. I can't imagine anybody else in that role that you're playing right now. But I could say that about some of the different folks. Casting guys did a great job in this.
They did. The casting was superb. And a lot of the casting that I'm aware of, it all had to be filtered through John Logan and Michael Aguilar, who are the two main producers of the show. And they really had a very specific vision in mind. And I think that they did a wonderful job achieving what they were going after, because I agree. I mean, I think everybody was so well cast, just really fit into the mind. So well cast in ways that I don't even know if people might realize just from watching initially. The chemistry on set is so good between all of the people, and I think that's a huge part of the casting as well. I think, when you're casting this big of a project, you really want to make sure that those people get along well, that there is real chemistry there, that people can be experiencing in real life what you want them to see on the screen as well. And I think that they did. I think they really achieved that. I think the other project that I worked on where that was accomplished as well was in the Magic Mike movies. I mean, I think there was a chemistry there that's undeniable. And a lot of that has to do with the person overseeing the project. And I think that did happen here. I agree with you.
Is there going to be another Magic Mike?
I don't know is the real answer. I don't know. I can say this. I would love to. If there is one, I would love to do it again, because it was some of the best times ever, and I would love to do it again. But I don't see one in the near future. No.
Yeah. Well, the audience is certainly there for it. I mentioned at the onset that you you've done so much work and so many episodes on so many different shows, and I've got to believe, obviously, we're all taken off guard here by the epidemic and the pandemic and everything that's going on.
Sure.
But you probably could use a break, right? I mean, you probably had a lot going on coming up to this thing. And I, again, first time we're speaking, and I don't know you, but you've had a whole bunch of work all this time. Have you enjoyed any of the time off?
Oh, I've absolutely enjoyed the time off. You know, I've got a young family, and so I'm getting to have some wonderful time with my kids and my wife. And, you know, the nice part about it is it's not like a vacation, you know, where you know there are other things that are still pending when you're done with this. I mean, I'm trying to look at the silver lining, and I know that it's really difficult for so many people right now, financially, and, you know, dealing with the mental aspects of having to completely stop your life. But, you know, I've really tried to focus on what's positive, and the positive side to it is that there's nothing going on in the outside world that I'm missing out on. There's nothing that I need to be doing for anything right now that exists outside of my house, and it's been a really wonderful time to focus on the people I love most, and for us to be together and spend time together and get to know each other better, and, you know, and just make memories of this period of time, and, you know, whenever we get back to life as we will know it in the future, I'm actually going to miss this time. I'm going to miss having this much time with my family, because I don't know when that would ever happen again, you know, until I was to retire maybe. But, yeah, so I, you know, I'm just trying to find the silver lining in it. And what I'm getting right now is that I'm getting a whole lot of time with people that I love, and I'm trying to enjoy that and maximize that instead of sort of, you know, being upset about what I think I might be missing out on.
Yeah.
When I focus on my family, yeah, I realize I'm not missing out on anything. So,
yeah, I thought that was going to be the case, you know, just looking at all the work you've done, because you could stop now, and I know you won't. I know you got a big career ahead of you, but you could stop now and look back at your body of work and say, yeah, that's it. You know, that's all I need to do. I mean, you've had a hell of a career, and it's still going strong. Listen, stay safe. Keep your family safe. Give us a website or a social media site where people could follow along with what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I at Adam Rodriguez on Instagram, and at @_Adam_Rodriguez on Twitter. But I'm more active on Instagram. So at Adam Rodriguez on Instagram is where you can find me on social media.
Listen, congratulations on everything. Penny Dreadful, City of Angels is terrific, and you're terrific in it. This is a great role for you. Absolutely made for you.
Yeah, it really is.
It's going to be great. Listen, thank you, Adam. I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. Thrilled to have you, and good luck out there, and stay safe.
Thank you. You too. You take care of it.
Adam Rodriguez, everyone, from Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. For those who don't know much about the show, it takes place in 1938 Los Angeles, and there's all types of supernatural things involved in it, and he's of Puerto Rican and Cuban descent, if I remember correctly, and he's playing a role and in a show that they're talking about the Mexicans coming into America and the struggle that they had and so forth, and it's interesting, you know, the sci-fi aspect of it is what brings in the other crowd. So it's either gonna go and go for a long period of time, it's going to go for a short period of time, but it is creative and it's interesting. But this guy's a terrific actor. If you don't know his work, you do, and you just don't know it's him. 6 Feet Under, Jane the Virgin, Magic Mike. You probably know him for they played opposite of Channing Tatum in that. But CSI Miami, like 250 episodes of that show. Brooklyn South, I think it was his first big role, you know, as one of the cops in that. I'm trying to think of the the film he played, not film, the TV show he played a doctor in, and it was another long string. I mentioned Empire. I think I mentioned Empire, Ugly Betty, The Night Shift, Reckless. These are all Roswell. These are all shows that he had like a run on, you know, 10 episodes and some, and like I said, 250 episodes in CSI in Miami. He could end his career tomorrow and look back, and it would be enviable, the amount of work that he's done. It's tremendous. And of course, you know, Magic Mike, the two films got a lot of attention, and you know, made Channing Tatum a star for sure. And you know, listen, Adam Rodriguez has put together an amazing career, and it's still going strong. Penny Dreadful, City of Angels, is his latest. Check him out. And he's got 7 episodes under his belt for that. I don't know how many more they have in the can, but they, you know, it's one of those shows that they got a couple of them done before the pandemic hit. But terrific actor. Thrilled to have him for this short period of time. Adam Rodriguez has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. The Showtime series, Penny Dreadful, City of Angels, has been our subject. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.